I'm absolutely not surprised, because look, we have seen some horrific cases, and including the death, you know, in humans, and it's a horrific situation where dogs attack humans and plunge at them and do incredible damage. And it's something that I've been highlighting, you know, in the farming end of it, the horrific damage that they do, you know, right across the sector, especially on sheep and everything. So I'm not a bit surprised, because you'd see these big dogs and people walk with them, and my God, they're even hardly able to hold them. And even recently in Donegal, where there was an attack and the dog should have been muzzled and all that as well, you know. And I suppose the banning is okay, and I know Heather Humphrey's done good work there, you know, the dangerous breeds and increasing fines and all that. But it goes back to, again, to what I have said on numerous occasions and done it over the years, is the implementation of these bans and how they're going to be controlled and monitored and all that. Because, yeah, you need the people on the ground, you know, and it's coming up, it's close on 2 years now nearly since the minister brought the memo to cabinet to get extra dog wardens out there, 30 extra dog wardens, which is a start. I'd say there should even be more, but nothing has been done on that yet. None of these dog wardens has been put in place. So it's the implementation of these bans and the implementation of the laws, you know, and they're all down to the microchip and then the single national database and, you know, the link into the responsible owner and all that. It's all, you know, the legislation and laws is there, even some of them at the moment, even though I would and have called for them to be increased strongly, but the implementation of the law is the big thing.
And with it going to be set over two phases, as we've heard, that it'll be starting in October, and then the second phase, the outright ban, unless you have a certificate, will kick in February. Does, on surface level, does that sound right for you in terms of the regulations that will be coming in?
Yeah, sure. Look, at anything that's going to help the thing or these implementations will, you know, even though it's in two stages, I suppose if it was done at once, you know, it would be probably more preferably, and have the certification to breed these dogs or whatever. But again, who's going to be checking these certificates and to say that these certificates are there? You know, it's going to take considerable monitoring and enforcement to monitor all this and ensure that it's put into practice, basically.
And it's fair to say that you do agree that it came to a point where a decision had to be made. Even if there were perhaps less deaths, the intimidation of these animals was still a very strong factor in society.
Oh, it was, of course, and we always said that, and I always said it I made it a priority when I was elected chairman of the National Sheep Committee, and we'd done a lot of work meeting with the department, and as I said, they did, Minister Humphreys and indeed Minister McConnell did bring this memo to the cabinet, but unfortunately it hasn't moved on from there. But it is, and it has come to a head. Like, I visited farms and where you've seen big dogs, you know, not of that breed, but they couldn't really know what breed they were, but they were big, strong dogs, and when the children went after them, lucky enough, they ran away off the land. But if they had to turn on the children or anything at the time, it could have ended up a horrific situation. And that was always our fear, and I highlighted that back two years ago and even earlier, you know, that this could turn into a very dangerous situation where they'd attack humans. And unfortunately, it came to pass and you know, it came to light, and that's, I suppose, why they're moving now. But, you know, unfortunately, you see these things, and it's you know, it's always reaction instead of proaction, you know, and that's where the thing is coming from.